Saker from Farnham, our excellent relationship coach. Sue, how's the running going? Have you still been keeping it up this week?
I have. Thank you, Nikki. Nice to be here again.
Yep,
plenty of running. And for half term, our Run Fit Mum leaders have set us a scavenger hunt. So you've got to take 10 different photos of specific things on a run this week.
Oh, brilliant. Anything in particular?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So one is a yellow car. That's surprisingly tricky.
Yeah, no, it is. Whenever we play that game in the car, the yellow and the orange cars are the trickiest.
Yeah, not many of them about. Some are easy, you know, a dog, a duck. A fox is a bit tricky. Obviously, it's going to have to be a picture. So we've got that to look forward to this week.
Sue, I think you should dress up as a fox and have a picture of you running in a fox outfit.
I'm not so sure. It's going to be quite sunny this week.
Yeah, it might be a bit hot, might they, with those ears and that big long tail. Oh, what fun. That sounds like your club is really, you know, they're really proactive, aren't they, keeping everyone entertained.
Yeah, they're brilliant. Yeah, really good. And actually, it's really lovely when people post the photos. A lot of them are bringing family members along, kids on bikes and all sorts. So it's keeping everyone active.
Oh, that's good. So maybe if somebody doesn't belong to a group, they could start one up with mates, couldn't they?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And now you've been a bit braver than just swimming, running. You've been swimming as well, haven't you?
I have been swimming at Frensham Pond, not during the day when it's full of loads of people and really busy, but first thing in the morning, went along and on, I think it was Wednesday with a friend, cycled there, quick change, went for a swim in the pond, a bit nippy, and dried off, got changed again, cycled back.
Wow. You didn't wear a wetsuit, did you?
No. We're hardcore.
You are, aren't you?
I had a bikini on, Nikki, at 8 a.m.
Wow, I am impressed. Does it get really busy down there in the daytime?
Yeah, it's pretty horrific during the day. I don't recommend it.
And are people social distancing, or has that sort of gone out the window when they get near the water?
I don't know, actually, because I've avoided going during the day. Yeah. I've just, you know, I just hear it's very, very busy. And I think the car parks have been full by sort of 12 o'clock or something. So.
And do they have toilets there? Because I heard something very disturbing this week about people, you know, that were living in the countryside or, you know, by the coast, that because there were no toilets open, you know, they can't go out of their houses now because people are just going wherever they fancy. I think that's really grim, isn't it?
Yeah, I did read, I think, on Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, it was pretty grim. But I believe they've now opened the toilet, so at least hopefully that won't be happening anymore.
I know, but wouldn't you think,
I know,
you know, if you're going for the day, you've got to work out. I mean, you'd take a porta potty or something with you, wouldn't you, rather than do that. But anyway, oh God, you do sort of wonder what goes through people's heads
you
sometimes,
do, yeah.
Don't you? Oh, now what brilliant advice have you got for us this week?
So the first one is, as we look at people's approaches to everything that's going on, what you really notice is some people have gone into action mode. They're doing all the DIY in the house, they're decluttering, they're baking the sourdough, they're crafting galore, they're doing everything. They are do. Others are taking a more leisurely approach, shall we say, and they're just enjoying the downtime, they're enjoying the ease, enjoying the peace and quiet, or maybe it's just that they're just about coping. You know, there's so much going on in their minds that they're just about coping, and their way of dealing with it is just to have a bit more of a quiet time. Now, obviously, in a couple, if you're both in action, that can be great. If you're both in ease, that can be great as well. But there can be tensions when one's all full of action and the other one's taking it easy. So the action one might be thinking the other one's being lazy, or the other one might be feeling harassed to get involved with the DIY and help and everything. So it's just really important for couples to be okay with how your partner is dealing with lockdown, and you know, just know that there is no right or wrong approach at all to how people are dealing with the current situation. So that's my first one. Second one is, we talked in a previous week about how to avoid criticising your partner. However, we didn't talk about if you're on the receiving end and are feeling criticised. And what's important here is that often long-term couples, they can get really unhelpful patterns of communicating. So one might be often criticising but not even aware that he or she is doing it. So it's really important to draw attention to it if you're the one receiving the criticism, but to do it in a non-inflammatory manner, because our natural response is often to say something critical in return, or to be defensive, which is actually generally a form of criticism but sort of disguised in defensiveness. So instead, it's better to draw attention to it in a way that doesn't inflame the situation. So you might just say something along the lines of, rephrasing this, but that didn't land very well with me. Or simply say, ouch, and just to draw attention to it. And if you do it consistently, your partner may start to adapt his or her behaviour.
Oh, that's really good, because it's really not winding somebody up, is it, by saying that? It's just a good way of just saying, actually, not the right way of doing things.
Yeah, and just sort of, I'm not okay with this, you know, but without it getting worse. And then the third one is that if you're feeling emotional in some way, perhaps you've had a really stressful day or you're just feeling a bit sad or anything else, know that that can obviously impact the rest of the family, anyone around you, your loved ones. And so look for ways to process that emotion yourself. So perhaps you've had a really stressful day, you've been on Zoom calls all day as part of your work, stuck at your desk, and you're feeling really tense and a bit pent up. You know, it's really good to find a way to get rid of that tension before you sort of re-engage with the family. So maybe go for a run or get out in nature, whatever it is that helps you to decompress. Similarly, if you're feeling sad, perhaps, you know, you could try something like journaling to help process the emotions and what's going on, or you could maybe talk to a friend. And just look for ways to sort of help yourself to process any difficult emotions that are coming up during this time, rather than having them inadvertently impact on your family. Oh, so that's my three this week.
Yeah, really good advice. I'm still dreaming about that first one when you're saying that someone's in action doing all the decorating. Oh, do you know, I'd be in heaven if I could sit around and someone was doing all of that. Unfortunately, both my husband, well, not unfortunately, we're very grateful and relieved that we've both been able to carry on working through this. So I sort of carry this guilt that we haven't redecorated the whole of the house. But the thought, if I did have someone that was doing that, I certainly wouldn't be cross with them.
Yeah,
especially
lovely,
if I didn't have
it?
To join in.
It must be really good if you hold up and your partner's just brilliant at DIY, or they're a builder or something.
I know, but probably, if they're a builder, the last thing they want to be doing is doing it at home, won't they?
That's true.
Oh, but I mean, that's so true. I've really known people are literally just guns a-blazing or just maintaining and just keeping themselves going.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is no right or wrong,
no.
You know.
It's what's right for you, isn't it? And how you're dealing with it and coping with it all. Oh, well, that is brilliant. Well, Sue, thank you so much. Good luck for the running. Are you going to carry on swimming this week as well, as it's half term?
Yep. I am going tomorrow morning, meeting a friend there for a quicker, I think we're going even earlier, 7:45.
Well, it's a warmer evening tonight, so it might not be quite so chilly in the water tomorrow
morning. Yeah, we'll see. It's not a very long swim.
Are you a dive straight in type of lady?
I'm a sort of run in and then scream a lot.
Oh, I love it. Well, I suppose you're nice and hot from your run, aren't you? So that helps a bit.
Yeah, that's if I have a run, but yeah, I'm driving there tomorrow, so I won't even have that excuse.
Oh, no. Oh, well, enjoy. Have a lovely week. Thank you so much for your top tips, and we look forward to catching up with you next Sunday.
My pleasure. Thanks, Nikki.
Take care. Thank you, Sue. Right.